Hello, my name is Matthew and I'm your Adobe Youth Voice podcast host for this episode of CMYK, short for Change-Making Youth Culture, and today we have three wonderful guests, Joanna, Daniel, and Angel.
Hi, thanks for inviting me to CMYK.
Thanks for inviting me to the show.
Hi, my name is Daniel and it's an honor to be part of the CMYK podcast.
Today's topic is anti-racism. Let's talk about anti-racism in America. What are you guys' thoughts on this?
I think racism in America is terrible.
I think that racism is a very important issue in the world and everyone needs to contribute to stop it.
I believe that everyone should stand up to racism. It needs to stop.
Thanks for sharing that with us. So I know you guys have created a button related to anti-racism. Care to explain and describe what you guys came up with?
On my button, I drew a world and there was people holding hands around the globe.
My button is trying to end racism by showing that all people are equal, no matter how different they are.
I decided to put two fists on my button, which represents people rising up to racism. This helped me out boost my creative confidence.
Wow, very inspirational. Are there any specific type of typefaces you guys use? If so, which ones?
The typeface I use was Serif because it's the easiest font to read.
I used Helvetica in my button because I wanted a simple typeface that is easy to read.
Yes, I did use a specific typeface for my button design. I decided to use Helvetica. I wanted to go for a sans serif typeface. Wow, I just can't believe no one used serif typeface.
Nice. Those typefaces look very nice. What principles of design did you guys use?
I used center alignment for my text.
I used repetition and contrast when making the people to make them look similar, with the only difference they have is color.
I used a different variety of color scheme in my design. I also incorporated a center alignment in my body.
By the looks of your guys' button, the principles really help. Why did you guys use the image you used?
The image I used was a globe with people of different colors holding hands. It represents anti-racism.
The two fists in my design represent people being affected by racism. It is important to treat everyone equal in this world.
I used two people with the only difference they have is color.
I can see why you guys used the images because it really does relate to anti-racism. Describe your design and how it communicates with your concern.
My design communicates with anti-racism because I drew the people holding hands and it shows that they're all coming together.
My button communicates with my concern because it is telling the public to rise up to racism and to treat everyone equal.
My button shows how all people are equal no matter what color you are. We are trying to make people stand up to racism.
Wow, thank you for that. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to CMYK. Remember, CMYK stands for Change-Making Youth Culture, a podcast of Adobe Youth Voices. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @AYVWithUs and #CMYK.
Bye.
Bye.
It was awesome to be part of this podcast. See you next time.